And we are welcoming back Ellen Moyer to the HealthyLife.net News at 7 Tips for a Sustainable World. Last week we found out lots about trees. This week I think we have something about flames and flammable retardants stuff. Ellen, welcome back to the HealthyLife.net News at 7.
Thanks, Jay. It's great to be here as usual. Yes, I'd like to talk about flame retardants, which are also known as fire retardants. These are a class of chemicals that can be found in a wide variety of household items, including furniture containing polyurethane foam, carpet padding, draperies, computers, televisions, cell phones, appliances, and even baby and children's products such as car seats and crib mattresses. Children's sleepwear was once treated with flame retardants, but is not believed to be treated with them now. The seats of your vehicle are made with polyurethane foam that's loaded with flame retardants. These chemicals migrate out of products, including through slip covers, and often end up in dust. Exposure comes mainly from inhaling and ingesting contaminated dust, which contains flame retardants and other toxic chemicals. Some flame retardants have been taken off the market because of toxicity concerns, but many of their replacements also have health concerns. Some flame retardants can cause cancer, damage the reproductive system, and harm motor skills, learning, memory, and behavior. Recent studies by government scientists and others suggest that flame retardants don't even work. Furthermore, during a fire, flame retardants generate toxic gases. Toxic gases are the leading cause of death in fires. More than half of all line-of-duty deaths in firefighting are now caused by cancer, and many firefighters believe that flame retardants are a major cause. Firefighters from Stockton and San Gabriel recently implored the California legislature and governor to eliminate flame retardants. They testified that, quote, "These chemicals don't offer much fire protection. They just add to the toxic exposure faced by firefighters and the citizens we serve." Many assume that the U.S. government protects Americans from harmful chemicals, but standard practice is for chemicals to be used and released before their effects are known. Policies in Europe are more protective, perhaps explaining why flame retardant levels in American mothers' blood are 75 times those found in European studies. There are steps you can take to reduce your exposure to flame retardants. One way is to avoid bringing more flame retardants into your home. Take pains to buy products that don't have flame retardants in them. It may be necessary to ask the retailer or manufacturer if flame retardants are in an item you're thinking of buying. Removing dust is another way to reduce exposure. Vacuuming frequently, especially with a HEPA filter, wet mopping, and dusting with a damp cloth can reduce dust in your house and car. Frequent vacuuming is especially important if there are young kids or pets in the house who are in contact with the floor and often breathing air near the floor level. And you can open windows often for good ventilation. Frequent hand washing helps because hand-to-mouth contact is a major exposure pathway. Wash your hands, especially before eating or after handling dryer lint, which can contain flame retardants and other toxic chemicals. Be careful how you dispose of lint so that children and animals don't have access to it. Prevent young kids from touching and mouthing items containing flame retardants, such as cell phones and other electronic devices. Phase out products containing flame retardants from your indoor environments. If your mattress was made before 2007, it may contain flame retardants in the foam, and it's probably time for a new mattress. If made after 2007, it probably doesn't contain flame retardants. With other furniture, your best bet is to avoid items made with polyurethane foam. New regulations that went into effect on January 1, 2014, make it possible to purchase furniture that does not contain flame retardants. However, you need to ask the manufacturer whether a piece of furniture does or does not contain flame retardants if the label doesn't say. Wooden furniture or furniture filled with polyester, down, wool, or cotton probably does not contain flame retardants. Discard or repair damaged foam furniture that has exposed foam. And any baby gear containing foam should be suspect unless you can verify that it's free of flame retardants. Use a minimum of carpet padding and draperies. Bonded polyurethane carpet cushion, which is the vast majority of carpet cushion currently produced in the U.S., usually contains flame retardants. When I stay at a hotel, I avoid touching the drapes and bedspreads. I often use a washcloth to move them, or else I immediately wash my hands after touching them. Lastly, people can support policies that protect us from chemicals such as flame retardants. We need our government to do a much better job. A broad coalition of organizations recently petitioned the Consumer Product Safety Commission to ban household items that contain toxic flame retardants, including children's products, furniture, mattresses, and electronic casings. A public comment period ended on January 19, 2016. We'll see what happens. One lesson that emerged from the flame retardant issue is that industries sometimes masquerade as nonprofit organizations using a tactic called, quote, AstroTurf. The Chicago Tribune exposed an organization called Citizens for Fire Safety that described itself as, quote, a coalition of fire professionals, educators, community activists, burn centers, doctors, fire departments, and industry leaders united to ensure that our country is protected by the highest standards of fire safety, unquote. Yet the now defunct Citizens for Fire Safety had only three members, the three largest flame retardant manufacturers. Their website claimed that the organization was conducting studies with the International Association of Firefighters. However, the Firefighters Association's spokesman told the Tribune, quote, they are lying. They aren't working with us on anything. Flame retardants are now nearly ubiquitous in our world. They are in peanut butter, bacon, salmon, chili, sliced lunch meat, honey from Brazil, Morocco, Spain, and Portugal, Antarctic penguins, Arctic orca whales, North American kestrels and barn owls, bird eggs in Spain, fish in Canada, and in tree bark samples worldwide. Still, there is a lot we can do to reduce our exposure to flame retardants.
It seems as though fire prevention would be the first cause of defense, and calling the fire department secondly and letting them handle it. It does seem like this is something that slipped right past us, and that everything seems to be doused with these type of things. I'm a little shocked that flame retardant isn't things like bacon, which you generally would need to cook and at least warm up to eat, other than face the other problems with some of that. Amazing stuff, and obviously very eye-opening. Ellen Moyer with an excellent report this week on the HealthyLife.net News at 7, Tips for a Sustainable World and Helping Our Environment. Ellen, where can our listeners find out more about you and possibly more about flame retardants and some of these issues that are in our environments?
Well, I actually wrote an article on the Huffington Post about flame retardants, and my website has a link to my Huffington Post articles as well as other stuff, and that website address is ellenmoyerphd.com. That's spelled ellenmoyerphd.com.
All right. And, of course, listeners can tune in to the HealthyLife.net News at 7 each and every week and hear tips for a sustainable world with Ellen here on the HealthyLife.net News at 7. Ellen, we look forward to speaking with you next time here on the show.
Thanks so much, Jay. I look forward to being back next week.